Finally, I was thinking about the first inauguration I ever witnessed of our 41st president, George H.W. Bush. And when I think about it now, I am embarrassed by how much I took the experience for granted. It was a crisp, sunny day. It was cold, but not horribly so. Our little party of three, consisting of myself, a newly minted White House correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, the senior White House correspondent, Jerry Seib, and my bureau chief, Al Hunt, had great seats. We weren't exactly close, but we were right at the foot of the stage, dead center, and we could see everything and everybody. And I think I was more in awe of the great seats, which for some reason I attributed to Al's magical powers, than I was by the fact that I was witnessing this great moment of transition, which even now is denied to so many around the world. Can I just tell you, I will never make that mistake again. When I think about how hard so many people have worked and how much they have sacrificed to get to this place at this time for this moment, I am in awe. It is really hard to put into words, especially words that will do justice to the occasion. I'm talking both about the thousands of people who traveled thousands of miles this weekend to get here, and about the millions who sacrificed their lives, time, and treasure over the decades so we could be here. The sons and daughters of enslaved Africans, the sons and daughters of slave owners, the sons and daughters of poor peasant migrants, the sons and daughters of tycoons, of tobacco farmers and soldiers and washerwomen and sugarcane workers, down through the generations, they are all here or heading here to bear witness. It is a privilege to be among them, and nothing I can say can really compare to what has been said and will be said except thank you. And that's our program for today. We hope you are enjoying a satisfying and constructive Martin Luther King Day. Tomorrow, please join us for our inauguration coverage. We'll take you along the parade route. We'll talk with South Africa's Archbishop Desmond Tutu and two members of Congress who are veterans of the civil rights movement. All that and more from our special vantage point on Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We hope you'll join us tomorrow.